KJAN Sports.
Time for sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by White Bull Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon Wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
Well, you needed a calculator to keep track of the score at the record-setting Alamo Bowl last night. When it was all over, 15th-ranked Baylor rallied from 18 points down in the second half to outlast Washington 67-56. That's more points than Baylor's unbeaten basketball team scored in its last victory. It's the most combined points and total yards of any regulation bowl game. Terrence Gannaway ran for 200 yards and 5 touchdowns in seizing the limelight away from Heisman Trophy-winning quarterback Robert Griffin III. Griffin ran for a score and tossed a TD pass in what could have been his last college game. After the game, Griffin, who's a junior, said he would be making a decision about turning pro soon. The teams combined for 1,397 yards, 777 of those by Baylor. The Bears ran for 482 yards last night. As Baylor finished 10-3, Washington winds up 7-6. Florida State rallied from a 14-point second-half deficit and used a pair of touchdown passes by E.J. Manuel and two field goals from Dustin Hopkins to slip past Notre Dame 18-14 in the Champs Sports Bowl. The victory was FSU's fourth straight bowl win. FSU receiver Rashad Green, who caught one of Manuel's touchdown passes, was named the game's most valuable player. The number 25 Seminoles defense picked off Notre Dame quarterbacks Tommy Rees and Andrew Hendricks three times and also piled up four sacks of its own. Florida State finished 9-4. The Irish wind up 8-5. Well, the Iowa State Cyclones look to close the season with a bowl victory and a winning record when they take on Rutgers this afternoon at the Pinstripe Bowl at Yankee Stadium. The Cyclones finished the season strong, and an upset over then second-ranked Oklahoma State helped them post a 6-6 regular season mark. But like so many times, they'll be the underdog against a Rutgers team that finished 8-4.
You know, it's not a lack of respect. I think it's just where these programs are and on our schedule. And Rutgers is an 8-win football team. They're a very good football team. They were very close to being in a BCS bowl at this point in the season, and rightfully so. For the 11th time this season, we are underdogs, and I think they like that challenge, and certainly we've overcome it four times this season.
That's Iowa State coach Paul Rhodes, who feels in many ways these teams are similar, and it may come down to the kicking game and field position.
Field position will be very important, and the return teams also factor into that. So you got to have good kicking game. They are very aggressive with their punt team and their block teams are second in the country in block kicks. So our protection units as well as the legs of those guys are going to be very important.
Now, the Rutgers defense has played well this season, is giving up less than 19 points per game. It's a unit that likes to bring pressure, and Cyclone quarterback Jared Barnett will need to recognize that at the snap.
I mean, we're just going to have to change the runs and probably switch it to the other side, depending on where they're blitzing from or getting to a quick game pass where they can't get to me or something of that nature where it's hard for them to get into the backfield because we're getting rid of the ball so quickly.
Barnett started the final five games of the regular season. He says he feels comfortable running ISU's no-huddle offense. Barnett feels the no-huddle will help slow down Rutgers' blitzes and give the Cyclones the matchups they want.
They're going to have hard times changing between their personnel and changing between their defenses and being able to get the right blitz in that they want or whatever. And that's going to help us a lot to try to keep them in their normal package. Because we really think that we can take advantage of them whenever they're in their normal package.
On offense, Rutgers has struggled to run the ball effectively, but Iowa State linebacker A.J. Klein expects them to try. Klein says it will be an exciting finish to the season.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. Not many people get to say they play at Yankee Stadium, so real excited for that experience. And going to be a great crowd. We got a lot of people coming from Iowa State or Iowa and all of our fans, and I know there is going to be a lot of Rutgers fans. So it's going to be a great atmosphere, and I can't wait to get on the field on Friday.
Well, Rutgers is averaging less than 92 yards on the ground per game, but throwing it will not be easy against a Cyclone secondary, which has played well during the second half of the season.
They do a great job with their coverages. They play multiple coverages. So our quarterbacks are really going to have to be on point or we can get fooled. And front is very aggressive, you know, with the linebacker core they have, and defensive front is very, very solid. So, it's going to be a challenge.
That's Rutgers coach Greg Schiano, who says the Scarlet Knights are excited to get back on the field after their season-ending loss to UConn. A kickoff set for 2:20 this afternoon, Iowa time, at Yankee Stadium. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes play 14th-ranked Oklahoma in the Insight Bowl tonight. The Hawkeyes finished the regular season 7-5, and for the second straight year are playing a ranked team out of the Big 12 at the Insight. A year ago, the Hawks edged 12th-ranked Missouri to win their third straight bowl game.
This will be good, too, and again, another great opponent, great venue. So, yeah, we feel very, very fortunate, and, it's a great opportunity for our football team.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz, who says there are a lot of similarities between last year's Missouri team and the Sooner team they meet tonight. The Hawkeyes will need a big effort out of a defensive line that was a huge weakness this season, and they'll need to do so against an Oklahoma offense that Ferentz says plays a fast break style.
We've played some high-tempo teams this year. This team is the highest of tempos that we've seen, so it's a real credit to them. They do a great job coaching that style. Obviously, it's been very productive. If you look at their statistics, their scoring statistics, as well as the yardage that they gain, it's very, very impressive. So, it really it's going to be a real test for us defensively.
Like the Hawkeyes, Oklahoma is looking to finish a disappointing season on a positive note. Ranked as a preseason number one, the Sooners battled through several key injuries to finish the regular season at 9-3.
It still gets down to a sense of pride and attitude about playing and wanting to finish the year in a positive way. So, if you're going to play, you put it all out there to play.
That's Oklahoma coach Bob Stoops. The Oklahoma offense averages more than 40 points and 532 yards per game, but injuries down the stretch took their toll. The Sooners lost their top rusher and All-American receiver Ryan Broyles due to injury. Quarterback Landry Jones did not throw a touchdown pass in the final three games of the regular season. Stoops says Jones has played well, even though he is without several of his top weapons.
We've got great faith in Landry, and so it gives you a lot of confidence. But I know too that guy, without support, can't do it. And you got to catch the ball. You can't have drops. You got to be able to run the ball. You got to guys have to be able to get open and execute. Guys have to protect them. So a lot of things around that guy have to go in a positive way too. But when they do, he's a guy that, again, we feel great about.
Kickoff set out there in the desert at Tempe, Arizona, 9:00 Iowa time tonight. We're on the air with our live coverage of the ball game tonight, starting with the pregame at 7:00. Well, the University of Miami is giving back $83,000 it says it received directly and indirectly from Nevin Shapiro, the former Hurricanes booster and convicted Ponzi scheme architect, whose claims of giving athletes and recruits extra benefits for nearly a decade sparked an NCAA investigation. Shapiro claimed he gave extra benefits to 72 players and football recruits during his time as a booster, along with contributions to the university's athletic department. In NFL news, Tom Brady returned to practice Thursday, a day after his absence prompted a report by Comcast Sportsnet that New England star quarterback was battling an injury to his non-throwing shoulder. A Patriots spokesman says if there was an injury, then it would be on the injury report. In other NFL news, Minnesota Vikings running back Adrian Peterson will undergo surgery today, 6 days after blowing out his left knee while being tackled. Coach Leslie Frazier says Peterson's rehabilitation work will be done in Minnesota and his home state of Texas, and he's expected to be ready to play in time for next year's opener. Browns quarterback Colt McCoy still hasn't been cleared by team doctors to resume practicing 3 weeks after sustaining a concussion. It's likely he'll miss a third straight game Sunday against Pittsburgh. Coach Pat Shurmur hasn't ruled out McCoy for the season finale, but it's almost certain that backup Seneca Wallace will make his third straight start. The Packers are expected to give offensive lineman Chad Clifton some playing time this weekend against Detroit. The 35-year-old Clifton began the season as the NFL's oldest starting left tackle. He suffered a hamstring injury October 9th at Atlanta and hasn't seen action since. Coach Mike McCarthy wants him to play against the Lions to gauge where he is after such a long layoff. That's a check of sports for right now. We'll take a break and have more in just a moment.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon Wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business, and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
In college basketball, Jackie Carmichael had 19 points and 10 rebounds as Illinois State withstood Northern Iowa's late 12-0 run, and they prevailed 65-61 in a Missouri Valley Conference opener Thursday night. John Ecke also had a double-double with 11 points and 13 rebounds for the Redbirds, who are now 9-3 and have won their fourth straight. For the Panthers, they were led by Anthony James with 21 points, but he shot only 9 out of 25 as the Panthers fall to 10-3 with that loss. In the top 25 last night, number 5, North Carolina, beat Elon 100-62. Rutgers over 10th-rated Florida in double overtime, 85-83. Vanderbilt knocked off 14th-ranked Marquette, 74-57. 17th-rated Kansas over Howard, 89-34. Number 18, Michigan, topping Penn State, 71-53. And number 24, Harvard, beat Boston College, 67-46. In the NBA last night, Orlando beat New Jersey 94-78. Oklahoma City outscored Dallas 104-102. Houston over San Antonio 105-85. Chicago beat Sacramento 108-98. Portland a 111-102 winner over Denver. The Lakers beat New York 99-82. In the National Hockey League last night, it was the New York Islanders over Calgary 3-1. Philadelphia beat Pittsburgh 4-2. Carolina in overtime 4-3 over Toronto. Tampa Bay beat Montreal 4-3. Minnesota 4-3 over Edmonton. Columbus topping Dallas 4-1. Winnipeg beats Los Angeles in overtime 1-0. Colorado 3-2 over Phoenix. And Vancouver a 5-2 winner over Anaheim. In women's college hoops last night, Chelsea Poppins recorded her fifth double-double of the season with 14 points and 16 rebounds to help Iowa State cruise to a 71-57 win over New Hampshire in the Hilton Coliseum venue last night. Poppins was one of four Cyclones in double figures, including 14 points from freshman Bryn Williamson, one shy of her career best. Allie Christofferson added 15 points and 6 rebounds as the Cyclones improved to 8-2 on the year, and they advanced to the finals of the Cyclone Challenge tonight. Iowa State will play host to Buffalo in the finals of the tournament at 7:30 p.m. In baseball news, the White Sox and starting pitcher John Danks agreed on a 5-year, $65 million contract that runs through 2016. A 15-game winner in 2010, Danks went 8-12 with a 4.33 ERA this past season. The 26-year-old left-hander reportedly was on the trade market, but now it appears the White Sox might try to rebuild with him after ace Mark Burley signed with the Miami Marlins. And the Internal Revenue Service is suing New York Yankees managing general partner Hal Steinbrenner over what it calls an erroneous tax refund of more than $670,000. A Yankee spokeswoman says Steinbrenner's representatives hadn't received any prior notices regarding the matter from the IRS. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022, located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.